Hey, welcome. In this lesson, we're going to build a Dillinger-style brass stab from scratch in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow. This is an intermediate tutorial focused on atmospheres for drum and bass. We'll design a four-layer stacked stab. Top brass, harmonic body, sub weight, and air/noise. Map key controls to macros and drive everything by drawing the movement first. The goal, a punchy, aggressive DNB stab you can resample and drop into your arrangements. Before we begin, set your project to 174 BPM. Use only Live 12 stock devices, Wave Eatable, Operator, Sampler or Simpler, EQ8, Compressor or Glue, Saturator, Overdrive, Drum Bus, Auto Filter, Utility, Grain Delay, Reverb, and Redux. Keep each instrument on its own audio track so stacking and processing is straightforward. Start by creating a six-track group named Brass Stab Stack. Track 1 is Top Brass with Wave Eatable. Track 2 is Body with Sampler or Simpler in Classic Mode. Track 3 is Sub with Operator. Track 4 is Air/Noise with Sampler and a Noise Sample. Track 5 is a Stab Processing Rack for Group or Return Processing. Track 6 is Resample Output, an audio track set to resampling. Now the critical part. Automation first sketch. Make a macro rack on a dummy MIDI track or on the group. Create four macros and name them clearly. Macro 1. Filter cutoff macro 2. Pitch sap amount macro 3. Saturation drive macro 4. Transient emphasis. Don't map them to device parameters yet. First, draw the macro automation shapes. That gesture will drive everything. You can draw these automation lanes either in the arrangement or as clip envelopes. For a typical one-bar or half-bar stab pattern, draw, pitch snap, macro 2 jumps quickly from 0 to about 80% in the first 0-60 milliseconds, then decays back to 0 over roughly 300-500 milliseconds. Two nodes, immediate rise, exponential decay, filter sweep, macro 1 rises slightly at the hit, start around 60% to 90% at the attack, then drops down to about 25% over 200-400 milliseconds. Saturation. Macro 3 jumps at the hit from 0 to about 60% then falls to taste. Transient emphasis. Macro 4 is high for the first 20-40 milliseconds, then quickly pulled back. With emotion drawn, we'll craft layers that react to those envelopes. Layer 1. Top brass. Using Wave Eatable. Load Wave Eatable. Oscillator A. Pick an analog-ish saw table. Add oscillator B as a slightly detuned saw or square and attenuate it by around minus 12 dB. Use 2 to 4 voices of unison with low detune, about 5 to 10 cents, to keep the transient tight. Enable a pitch envelope in Wave Eatable. Amount around plus 7 semitones. Attack 0 ms. Decay 120 to 200 ms. Sustain 0. Release 60 to 120 ms. Use a fast, exponential decay curve for a snap. Add a state variable style filter, small resonance, and map its cutoff to macro 1 with a strong mapping. After Wave Eatable, add a saturator set to soft clip and map drive to macro 3. Place a drum bus at the end for transient shaping, distortion around 2 to 4, transient boost plus 2 to plus 4. Map drum bus transient to macro 4. Finish with EQ8, high pass around 150 Hz to keep space for the sub. Layer 2, body, using sampler or simpler classic. Load a short bright horn sample or a thick saw in Wave Eatable if you don't have a sample. Use sampler's pitch envelope with amount plus 3 to plus 7 semitones and decay 200 to 350 ms for a milder snap than the top. Place an auto filter as a low pass and map its cutoff to macro 1, but offset the mapping so the body follows the top layer with less depth. Boost presence around 600 Hz to 1.5 kHz with EQ8. Add overdrive after EQ and map the drive amount to macro 3 at a lower depth than the top brass. Layer 3, sub, using operator, choose a pure sine on oscillator A. Keep it mono. Insert utility and set width to 0%. Use a subtle pitch envelope for punch. Plus 2 to plus 4 semitones. Attack 0 to 10 ms. Decay 120 to 220 ms. Volume envelope should be short with decay around 350 to 500 ms. Light saturator is optional. Then low pass around 200 Hz with EQ8 and a slight low shelf boost if needed. Tune this sub strictly to the stab root note. Keep phase alignment in mind. Layer 4. Air and noise. Using sampler. Load a short noise or breath sample. Set playback to 1 shot. High pass at 1.2 to 2 kHz and boost around 8 to 12 kHz for air. Add a little grain delay or redux sparingly for texture. And a small plate-like reverb with decay around 60 to 140 ms. Map noise level and grain delay amount to macro 3 and map transient emphasis or transient-like parameters to macro 4. Now map the macros to device parameters. Macro 1 goes to cutoff on each layer's filter. Top has a strong mapping, body a moderate one, noise a light one. Macro 2 maps to each instrument's pitch envelope amount. Top strong, body medium, sub small. Macro 3 maps to saturator and overdrive drives across layers. Macro 4 maps to drum bus transient or compressor attack slash release for transient shaping. After mapping, play the pattern. Tweak each macro's min and max mapping ranges so the automated motion reads clearly. It's easier to start exaggerated and reduce mapping depths than to add motion later. Group level polish. On the brass stab stack group, create an audio effect rack. Keep one main dry chain with a glue compressor pulling 1.5 to 3 dB to glue layers. Add a final EQ 8 for broad shaping, dip 400 to 600 HC if it's muddy, boost 2 to 4K HC for presence. Add a group level saturator or drum bus for edge and map the to a final edge macro if you want to automate it. Resample the stacked stab. Arm the resample audio track. Route monitoring to in and record a single bar or the length of your stab performance while your macro automation plays. Edit the recorded audio. Trim leading silence. Set warp to complex or complex pro only if you must. Otherwise, leave warping off for a one-shot. Use transient detection to tighten the hit and normalize if needed. Optional single sample processing. Drop your resampled stab into sampler on a spare MIDI track to make a playable instrument. Disable looping. Set the correct root note, and use utility to keep lows mono while widening highs. Add a tiny drum bus transient, and a short reverb on a return for context. Map velocity to macro 4 if you want dynamic articulation. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't design layers first and automate later. Draw the motion first so layers serve the gesture. Too much detune or misaligned phase kills transient punch. Keep top detune minimal and sub mono. Over-reverbing loses punch. Prefer short reverbs or gated sends. Don't automate many redundant parameters separately. Map to macros instead. Keep the sub in tune. Avoid overcompression early. Gluing is good, but don't squash the transient. Quick pro tips. Put macro automation in a MIDI clip for quick looping and auditioning. Try small positive pitch envelopes on top layers and slight negative on the body for bite vs body contrast. For dill and negrit, create a parallel heavy distortion chain and blend subtly under the dry chain. Freeze and flatten tracks when happy to save CPU, then resample. Bounce several variants, dry, medium, heavy, so you have options and arrangement. Mini practice exercise. Build a single one-bar brass stab using three layers and then automation first method. 1. Create a MIDI clip with one quarter note stab and a macro rack with cutoff and pitch snap. 2. Draw macro 2 to jump to 80% for 60ms, then decay to 0 at 350ms. Macro 1 peaks then falls to 30% over 300ms. 3. Build 3 instruments, wavy-able top map to both macros, operator sub with a small pitch end map to macro 2, and sampler body with medium mapping. 4. Group, add light glue and saturator, resample one pass. Repeat 3 times with pitch envelopes of plus 4. Plus 7 and plus 10 semitones and choose the best result. Recap, you've drawn macro automation first and built 4 complementary layers. Top brass, body, sub and air, using wavy-able, sampler, operator and stock effects. You mapped key parameters to macros so one gesture controls the whole sound, resampled the stack, and polished the final one shot. From here, try applying the stab in loops, making variations by changing macro shapes, or slicing the resampled audio into a drum rack for rhythmic edits. Final thought, treat automation as the compositional stroke. Design the motion first, then make choices so each layer serves that motion. If it's moving and hits hard, you're already halfway to a convincing Dylania-style stab. Go build it, listen critically, and have fun experimenting.